From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He told reporters as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House on Monday, that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's move, and EU foreign ministers who were meeting Monday in Luxembourg dispatched their top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. Trump defended his decision on Monday, saying he felt strongly that something had to be done about a deal he has railed against. This is VOA News. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now 302, as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion at a busy intersection in the Somali capital late Saturday. It's being blamed on Islamist militants. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to local hospitals, the death toll expected to rise. More than 30 badly wounded patients were flown to Turkey on Monday for treatment, including VOA Somali reporter Abdul Kadir Mohammed Abdullah. It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history, that the huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Protesters in the Kenyan city of Kisumu defied a local government ban on rallies Monday to demand reforms in the country's electoral commission. This is the fourth Monday in a row that demonstrators have marched on the commission's offices. For VOA, correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from Kisumu.
Protesters marched to the offices of the Electoral Commission offices in Kisumu city center. But in the afternoon, police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowd. One person was killed. Kisumu is the hometown of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Odinga has challenged the win of incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in the August election. The Supreme Court overturned the outcome, saying the presidential results were either transparent or verifiable. The court ordered the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, to conduct the new election within 60 days of its September 1st ruling. Since then, Odinga has demanded the commission fire members who were allegedly involved in the August electoral irregularities. The commission has said it has no time to make changes. Last week, Odinga withdrew from the October 26 rerun election, blaming the commission and the ruling Jubilee Party of planning to rig the vote. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Western Kenya.
President Trump blamed Cuba Monday for the mysterious attacks that injured 22 American diplomats and other Americans, but he gave no details. At a news conference at the White House, he said, "I do believe Cuba is responsible. I do believe that, and it's a very unusual attack." But the president did not say exactly who he thinks was behind the attacks. U.S. investigators believe American diplomats and others in Havana may have been bombarded with a sonic device earlier this year that caused hearing loss, dizziness, headaches, and tiredness. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.